Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon. Welcome in. It's WEEI, Boston Sports Original. Afternoons, Christian Arcan, Andy Hart here with you until just before 6 o'clock, and we have a packed show for you today. And we're going to be getting into this right away here. The situation with Jeremy Swayman reaching a boiling point. Camp opens today. Sweeney talked at 12 noon. Rich Keefe left the studio a conquering hero after winning the scoop-off, and here we are. Jeremy Swayman, no deal, and it doesn't sound like they're close. Doesn't sound like they're really close at all when you hear words like December 1st getting thrown around. That sounds like they are still hip deep in this negotiation. What are the Bruins doing is where I want to start with this right now, because I really thought that we were going to hear the opposite. I heard Courtney Scoop this morning. I heard people talking last night about there being some news coming down the pipe very soon here, names that I generally trust. I heard and read all of that, and I assumed, all right, finally, either the Bruins came up to what Swayman was really looking for when he asked for $10 million, or Swayman decided, all right, I'll take 6 or 7 or whatever lowball offer the Bruins, according to Spittin' Chicklets, which Don Sweeney vigorously denied today. Whatever offer we got from them, we'll end up taking. Instead, nothing. The standoff continues. And here we go. The Bruins now going into camp with Corpusalo, with Brandon Bussey, who's been in Providence a few years now, and I don't know who else, not Jeremy Swayman. What are the Bruins doing, Andy Hart?
Well, they're certainly creating a bit of a chaotic feeling among people who weren't familiar with the NHL calendar. Because when he says December 1st, that struck everybody, correct?
Right. Yep.
Like, that was, excuse me, did you say December 1st? We're in September, and there's October and November in between.
Right.
Big day, by the way. If you check the schedule, Sunday, December 1st, they host the Canadiens.
Ooh.
3 o'clock.
Well, that's really exciting.
That's a hell of a game to return.
13 years ago, but yes, that's a very, very exciting.
But, no, like, I'm not, that is a date on the NHL calendar where you have to sign or you can't play.
Right.
The season's over. And that's why he threw it out there. I don't think most people knew that. I think most people were like, why does he keep saying that date? Because he said it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
But the bigger issue is we went from this morning to, oh, done deal, report, right? Coco's got the report,
right.
Done deal, to he doesn't seem optimistic. He's disappointed in himself, which I can appreciate.
I thought that was a very self-aware way of looking
yeah.
at that. You know, like I wasn't expecting him to come out and say, I failed as a general manager in not getting this deal done. That was surprising. I was kind of impressed by that.
And
honestly,
he admitted it's a priority. Yeah. It was like top of his to-do list.
Right.
Obviously. I mean, it should be atop his to-do list. And disappointed that he's not getting it done. You know what worried me, too, is when he started to talk about the other goalies and led with, did you notice who he led with?
Corp.
Bussey.
Corp, he led with Bussey. I didn't notice the order there. Yeah.
He went with the veteran, and it felt to me, again, I'm just reading this from afar, felt like the veteran was Bailey Zappi. And I was like, wait, why are you going with the young guy? Like, is that your Joe Milton? Are you in love with him? Like, what are we doing here? Like, there's a, because that's the other thing. They have confidence in the room.
Right.
First of all, you can't have confidence in the room. One guy was the worst goalie in hockey last year. The other guy's never played a game. How the hell can you have confidence in the room?
Because you have
the coach
to,
is
you
good.
Have to say that, and that's why I asked.
Because goalie Bob's been here for 20 years, and yes, he's got a good track record.
Sure, fine, but does he have a good track record with guys other than Tim Thomas and Tuukka Rask?
Well,
and now, you know,
yeah.
Linus Ullmark, who won the Vezina. I mean, listen, there were guys who I think he elevated, but he never had to take an unproven rookie who's never played in the NHL and the worst goalie ever and turn them into something. Like, that's never been part of his purview when it's come to goalie Bob and what he does. And that's why I ask, what the hell are they doing? They have given away all all their leverage. They traded it all away. They've already fostered this environment with Jeremy Swayman that's kind of toxic, if you ask me. There's no reason that they shouldn't have gotten this done by now. And now here they are trying to act like they have leverage and they have confidence in their room. Of course they don't have confidence in their room. How could they have confidence in that room? That's like the Mayo coming out there saying, yeah, we got great confidence in our offensive line and our wide receivers. You know you don't. You know that's a lie. And there's no way Swayman's people are buying that. I mean, they may end up having to do that because they only have so much money. Like, they only really have so much money in cap space that they can even afford to offer him in total without having to make some adjustments to the roster, which I don't know how willing they are to do something like that. But you really got to wonder, like, what was the plan here?
So I also want to throw a number out there because I think, do you respect Fluto and his coverage of the Bruins?
Yes.
And I was reading his Athletic Bruins camp preview this morning.
I like Fluto.
The first question was Swayman's contract.
Right.
So he had a bunch of questions and he has a prediction at the end of each one. And his prediction was contract gets done. 4 years, $28 million. What are your thoughts on that?
For seven per, I think that would be a win for the Bruins. That's what I would consider that.
I consider that
a win for Sweeney, a win for the Bruins, and Swayman sort of going back on that stuff he said on the Shut Up Mark podcast about setting the market and going to business school and all that other stuff. And I think that would be below his value if he went out on the open market, too.
See, I think that's a good value deal for him. Maybe a little under, but he gets to the
classic. Is it a good value for him or for the Bruins?
I actually think it works for both. But the issue for him is he gets to free agency again sooner. Right?
In 4 years.
If you're the Bruins and he's your guy, as he himself said, the cap is going up. I know where the cap is going. So if you really believe he's your guy for the next 8-10 years, you want to lock him up, right? At dollars now before inflation comes with the rising cap. This is a deal where if the cap is truly rising, the cost is going to go up significantly. Right?
Yeah.
In 4 years or in 3 years when you're thinking about an extension.
The market will dictate that, yes.
Right. And if he's as good as he thinks he is, and they apparently think he is. But I thought that was, if you're a Bruins fan, I think that feels like a win. Like, for your cap, for you get your goalie for the next 4 years. And even if you're me, who has some questions as to, is this guy really a franchise goalie? Is this guy, how about we let him do the job before we anoint him the job, right? And this allow, now, if he is, you're going to pay for it on the back end. It all depends on how you feel about it. You're going to pay on the back end if he proves he's as good as he thinks he is. But the number just struck me as low because it struck me as low on both ends, right? Like, it's only 4 years and it's only $7 million.
And it's only $7 million per,
I feel like if you had said to me 4 years and eight and a half or 4 years, 36, I would say, okay, he didn't get his 10 and they got the shorter, you know what I mean? It would kind of, but this feels low on both ends, low term and low dollars.
Yes. Well, according to Keefe, who I'm not ever going to doubt, not that I ever had before.
Never.
But I mean, his scoops are batting 1,000. Like, I don't remember him ever getting one wrong, and he certainly didn't get this one wrong. And he says the Bruins will not go over $8 million. So if they're capping it right at $8 million, and we're talking 4 years, 32, that's what I consider a good deal on both sides, or at least a reasonable deal on both sides. I'd consider 7 a big win for the Bruins and a loss for Swayman. I'd consider 8 if it's 6 and 10 is what they initially came to the table for. 8's right in the middle, and that's generally what you get to, you know, unless you're really trying to screw somebody over or you own a pawn shop and you're really trying to make some money off of whatever the guy brought in. You know, like, that's it. Other than that, you're veering towards that anyway. Now, the Bruins demand insisting.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can't go over eight, I think may have to do with their own personal finance. They don't want to have to cut anybody. Mm-hmm. They don't want to have to restructure anybody's contract who's already been sort of locked in at this point, and they only have about $8.3 million to play with, period. So if that's it and Swayman won't take the eight, then, you know, this is not going to get settled. There's not going to be some nice resolution here. He's not going to play for seven, I don't think.
And that's where I think Corposalo comes in. Like, he's making $4 million. It's not nothing.
Right.
Right. So you're adding, if he's on the roster.
A bit of an overpay.
Well, doesn't it feel that way?
And yeah.
Well, the Bruins are only paying 75% of that.
Okay, so.
$3
million. $3
million?
Bruins are paying, he's making $4 million. Bruins are only paying $3
million. So he's on the cap for $3
million. Yes.
So that's still better, but it's not nothing. And
it's still too much for the worst goalie in the league.
And the guy they brought
Allmark
up
was making
second.
Five, right? Wasn't Allmark making
Allmark
five
was,
a year?
Yeah, so 20, yeah, 20 million over 4 years.
But at least he was a Vezina winner.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know, five for him, it should be less than three for
at
the worst in the
league. At least then you were cockily kind of saying you had two goalies.
But people right. questioned the Allmark trading at the time. I mean, how much you yes. were going to pay for a guy? Because he hadn't won the Vezina before he came here.
But he was
he
good.
In Buffalo.
So then he was worth
true.
It.
So
he
now
became
is that,
worth it once he got here. Couldn't
is that
you say
what
the same thing
on?
Potentially with Corposalo? I'm just saying you're at the same point you are with Corposalo as you were when you signed and traded for Ullmark.
Well, Ullmark wasn't the worst goalie in hockey.
He wasn't the worst, but he wasn't very good.
But he like this is someone who
this
had
is
the
next
worst
level, yes.
year in last year, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I find that weird too, because there is, in a way, I guess you have a fallback because you have an NHL goalie on the roster.
Right.
But do you want to play him? Or does that get back to goalie Bob? He's going to be a different goalie with goalie Bob in a Bruins sweater.
I don't know if goalie Bob could maybe play better than Corposalo. Like at this point, I don't know how old he is or advanced age maybe, but I mean, we're talking like E-Bug status at this point. If you want to get into that, I don't understand what's happening here. I don't understand why the Bruins are acting like they have all this leverage or why they think they've somehow are going to get this guy who's been very open and not just, you know, not just with his people in the media. He's going on podcasts talking about this stuff. He went on a podcast and talked all about how this setting the mark. Like,
yep,
you should have known right then. This isn't going to be a regular negotiation. We're not going to talk this guy down to our number. Like, we're going to have to go a little above maybe what we want to do, and we're going to have to meet him where he wants to get met. And if you're coming in with 10 and they're going with 6, then you meet at 8. And if they're not doing that, then I lean towards Swayman. If they're offering him 8 and Swayman still says, still busting their balls and going, no, 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 we're going to have to go at least 8-5, at least 9. I said 10, I'm sticking with 10, whatever it may be, then at some point they're not going to be able to do that. But if it's a number they can do, I feel like they have to make this offer or else they're not going to have a goaltender.
I think you should have known that before he went on some podcast if you're the Bruins.
Probably,
like you should
yeah.
have a history, a relationship, an arbitrate. Like, right, you should have a feel for where his style or mindset is. Like, I just saw that Crosby signed an extension with the Penguins. 2 years, $8.7 million per year because
yeah.
it's his jersey number. And, like, they clearly are in that Tim Wakefield point in their business relationship.
Can I
where,
tell you, by the way, I think that's so corny when they sign for their jersey number. Like, shut up. Like, just, you know, like, what are we doing?
Depends what your jersey number is.
I guess that is sort of.
I want 99.
Point, like, you know,
I want
it's
$9.9
like,
million a year.
I'll take 8.7, and it's like, okay, Sydney, like, cool. Like, that's awesome. Pasternak, they do the 8.8.
You
like,
hate everything.
I think that's annoying. I just think that's annoying when they sign for their jersey number.
Pasternak at 8.8 would have been a steal.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.